Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Wednesday. I want to thank our sponsors, Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. My name's Kevin Keith, and on the phone I have Dr. Lee Baucom, who's the author of The Immutable Laws of Living, the Inspirational Blueprint to Living Your Meaningful Life. Dr. Baucom, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, could you tell us what inspired you to be a life coach and a thriveologist? Where did you get this all these positive vibes?
Well, I started out my training as a therapist, and along the way I realized that I was doing more coaching than as a therapist, and so I got some training in coaching and realized that really what was happening for clients where they weren't having a thriving place in their life. They kept feeling like they just were up against this edge they just couldn't get beyond. And so I decided that I needed to look into how people thrive, how people just kind of naturally thrive, what other people have discovered. And so thriveology is studying how we thrive. And so thriveologist, I consider myself to be the world's first because I kind of made that term up myself. So you can make it yourself. You become it.
I like it. I saw that a couple days ago and I thought, wow, a thriveologist. I like it. There's a lot we could cover here, but I just had a few notes here. Are there rules to living, whether we realize it or not? Are there certain things out there that's just as basic as gravity, whether we realize it or not?
You know, gravity is kind of a good thing. You didn't grow up, you know, when you were first walking around, nobody told you about gravity, but you were having to deal with gravity all the time, and it was dropping you to your honey as when you were a baby. And so even now, if nobody explains to you, hey, when you jump up, you come down, that doesn't mean gravity's not working. And so these laws that I talk about are like that. They're hovering around us, working against us or for us, depending on whether we're breaking them or following them. So there are absolutely these rules. I call them the immutable laws. So we trip ourselves up when we try to violate kind of these rules and or laws. And the better way of kind of getting unstuck is to step in and say, hey, where am I stuck? Why am I stuck? Maybe there's something that I need to change in my direction. And so these laws are to help people understand what's happening around them all the time.
What are some of those laws? Is it things like life isn't fair to me right now?
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah, so life isn't fair is the number one rule. Yeah, we all have this desire for fairness that just isn't true. And you hear this all the time. People will say, usually because somebody else is upset, somebody will say, you know, just life's not fair.
Right.
But we struggle when it's ourselves. You know, we're like, well, life should be fair. It should be fair to me. I don't care if it's not fair to my neighbor, but to me it should be fair. And we're dragging this belief from childhood. And it wasn't true then, but it's certainly not true in adulthood that life's going to be fair to us. And the thing that's interesting, though, is I notice that people never say life's not fair from the place where they're realizing that life's been more than fair. You know, they're kind of on the winning end of the equation. It's always when they're feeling like they're on the losing end. And what happens with that is it gets us stuck in this belief of scarcity that I don't have enough, that I've been somehow shorted, and everybody else is somehow winning above me. And that's what gets us stuck, because once you're in that frame, you just can't start seeing all the good stuff that's around you. And the fact that if somebody is able to listen to this station right now, they're kind of on the winning end if you compare it to the rest of the world. And so to be able to see that gets us away from that trap. And so instead of feeling frozen by the life's not fair, I'm losing, we get to say, you know, so it doesn't have to be fair. Where do I step into something that's bigger than this little spot?
Mm-hmm. And that isn't the problem, right? Why life isn't fair? Because like you said, so many times in any industry, we hear about the bad, right? People they're always willing to call up and tell us how they've been wrong, but very rarely do people call up and tell us when we're right.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
We're much quicker to criticize than to look at what's going well. And really, so that kind of drops us down to another law that I think is important, and that is about responsibility. I believe that each of us are responsible for figuring out how to move forward in our life. And a lot of times we like to want somebody else to fix it for us or to blame something else. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that everybody is on an even playing field. In fact, that's the point of the first law. It's not. There's no even playing field.
Which goes back to why life isn't fair, right?
That's exactly right. And so then we're functioning on this place of saying, you know, how can I be responsible? I love the word responsible, able to respond, response able. Mm-hmm. You know, how can I choose where I can step forward with what I have, where I am, what I have, what's been true in my life? How can I step forward and make the best of situations that come my way? Because there's another law that, you know, there are going to be challenges. And mm-hmm. that's the nature of it, which is where I really think that we in our culture have gotten to this place where we think that if life is tough, something's going wrong, rather than the fact that life can have tough moments. And that's what we rise to. That's the occasion we rise to. You know, if I want to make my biceps bigger, I can't just say, you know, it's really not feeling my biceps kind of small. It ought to get bigger. That's just what should come my way. I'm going to go and I'm going to pick up something that's going to challenge that muscle and build it up. And so we have an option of either saying life shouldn't be this difficult or saying, how can I take on this difficult place in life so that I get stronger and so that I can practice my responsibility and I can move forward to something that I think really is a big role, that we're here to make an impact, that we're here to find our purpose. And when we step into that, then all kinds of good stuff happen, because now we're looking for something beyond, there's another rule way back there, that's not about being happy. You know, we're chasing this happiness thing rather than chasing our purpose piece. That's a lot. I just threw a lot at you there, a bunch of rules.
That's all right. Well, is there any, I hate to say shortcuts or life hacks, but is there anything to help us deal with daily challenges that maybe we haven't thought of? A lot of people put power in prayer. A lot of people put power in meditation. A lot of people just put it out there and hope for the best.
Yeah, and all of those pieces have some places that really can help. One of the things that is interesting about meditation, and this gets us back to one of my laws, is that it helps us realize what's going on in our, you know, in our noggin, what's going on in our thought process. And what we often forget is a thought is a thought. And we make the thought the real thing. We act as if what we think is exactly accurate, that what we think is not just a thought, it's reality. That's the problem. It's not that we have thoughts. I mean, that we all have thoughts. That's what our mind does. It's how our mind, that's what it's created to do. It's just to create thoughts. And some of those thoughts are going to be really, really useful. Some of those thoughts are not so useful. I'm not saying whether it's a good thought or a bad thought, but useful or not useful. And I always think about this. You know, anything that's around us, any creation, started in their thought. Somebody had an idea for a building they built, or somebody had an idea for a book they wrote, or a sculpture to make, or a business to build. It all started with a thought. And the same kind of process can be destructive, too. So there's a thought process of building a couple of tall buildings in New York. Somebody else had a thought process of taking them down. And those came from thoughts. Now, that's kind of big pieces. But on a day-to-day life, I think a lot of people get so stuck in thinking that everything that pops in their mind is important, everything that pops in their mind is real, that they fail to notice that sometimes thoughts just pass through. We can let them go. And a lot of people tell me, yeah, that's not true. You know, every thought I have is somehow important. And then I ask the question, so what were you thinking at 2:00 yesterday afternoon? Because if it's important, you better hold on to that. And they rarely remember that because we have these thoughts racing through our mind all the time, and we keep hanging on to them. And so part of what I've discovered is that when people are stressed out, and I put a little air quotes around that, but stressed out, because that's another word for fearful. We don't like to say I'm fearful. We like to say I'm stressed out.
Right.
And so when people are stressed out, my first question then is, what are you thinking about that's making you stressed? And a lot of times we have pretended that stress is something out there. You know, my job is stressing me out. It's really not the job. It's my thoughts about the job that are stressing me out.
Right.
That job is just out there. You know, somebody else is maybe doing the exact same job going, man, this job cranks me every day. I love it. So it's not the job. It's the thoughts about that job. And once we step back and say, okay, that's the thought, then we have a little clarity and a little distance from it. And sometimes even that helps us lower our anxiety. So one big hack is notice your thoughts and recognize that just because you're thinking it doesn't make it so.
Very good. I saw something on Facebook a couple weeks back, and I just absolutely loved this. It said, so far, I've survived 100% of my worst days.
Yeah.
I thought that was good, you know?
And you know, the other thing that is kind of a corollary to that is you don't have to believe everything you think. You know, that relates back to there. But those worst days, another piece to that is to ask, was it really, you know, a bad day, or was it like a bad 15 minutes or half an hour?
Right.
And a lot of times...
Or a couple bad thoughts, right?
Or a couple of bad thoughts.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we let that take our whole day rather than saying, yeah, that was a bad moment. Yeah, I think work wasn't going well. I had a fight with my spouse or whatever. But does that have to be the whole day?
Right. Well, I'm the director of operations here at Casper Media, which means... next to the owner and GM, the buck stops with me, and I have a handful of employees here that I feel responsible for and am responsible for, and I make sure I come in a good mood every morning, whether I am or not, because I feel I kind of set the tone for the day.
Which is interesting you say that. You just noted something that a lot of people fail to notice, that they do actually have control over how they're feeling. You're not just faking it. You're probably walking in going, all right, you know, I'm going to be pumped up for the day. We have some regulation of that. We also have some regulation of the down feeling. You know, if you walked in and said, you know, it's going to be a crappy day, I'm all upset, I can't believe what, you know, whatever employee did, I've got to teach them a lesson. If you walk in that way,
right,
you've created your emotional state and probably the emotional state of everybody else around you.
Right.
And that's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
We often forget that our emotional state can be contagious either way.
Right, good or bad, right? Yeah.
Good or bad.
So, you know, and this kind of dovetails into the next one here that I wanted to talk about a little bit. Why fighting change won't work and why you don't have to. Let me read that again. Why fighting change won't work and why you don't have to. And that is so appropriate for relationships, work, anything,
because everything's changing.
Yes.
You know, and so many times I have people say, I don't like change. I'm like, you know, it's like saying, I don't like gravity. Well, it's tough, you know,
yeah.
Here it is. And so when people are struggling with change, what they've missed is the opportunity that change brings of growth. So a few weeks ago, I had a spouse who called me. It was a husband, and he said, you know, my wife's upset with me. She's saying she doesn't want to stay in the marriage because I've changed, and I haven't changed. I'm exactly the same person I was when we got married 25 years ago. I said, that's too bad. I mean, shame on you. You missed an opportunity. You should have been growing for 25 years. Not changing is the problem, not that you've changed, and you just don't know that you've changed. And probably if you don't know you're changing, you're probably not changing in the best ways. But what I've noticed about change is it really comes in kind of four categories. You know, there are changes that we both want and expect. And that's the one, nobody complains about those. You know, you wanted the raise, you got the raise,
right.
Everybody's happy. Then there are the changes that you may want but you don't expect. So your long-lost aunt leaves you a fortune, and you didn't even see it coming, and suddenly there it is, but you wanted that. That's great, got a new resource. People don't complain much about that.
Right.
They just are surprised. Then there are the changes that we don't expect and we don't want. And those are the ones that are out of the blue, the accidents, the illnesses that hit us. And nobody wants those. But that doesn't mean we don't have to cope with them, because that's just the nature of life. But that's part of what gives us our strength. There are also the expected but not wanted changes that come our way. Like, you know, the plant's going to close in 3 months. You know it's coming. You don't want it to happen. Those are the two categories that catch most people. And that's when people start complaining about change, even though it's unstoppable. I mean, so you're up the road from me, and you know, suddenly there is no spring this year. We went from winter to summer.
That's right.
And yet there's a change, right? The seasons change, and we all get a little older, and it's just a march forward. Change is inevitable. You got kids, they're going to grow up. And so our bigger thing is to notice the changes and decide how we want to move through them, what we want at the end of that, even though they're the hard ones. Because just like you said, you know, I've survived 100% of those difficult days. We're not going to get out of this alive, though. You know, so
right.
The question is what we're going to do between here and there to make it important. And part of that is dealing with those tough moments.
Do you also speak with larger organizations to try to bring this on a larger level, not just individual to individual?
Well, and this is the key to all of these laws. They function in organizations too. When organizations get stuck and they don't want change, they're going to get in trouble. Somebody, competition's going to come get them, or they're going to become irrelevant. One or the other happens. You also notice in organizations, and I consult with a good many of them, that they are stuck in their own thought process, and they've begun to believe that what they believe as an organization is the truth, not a piece of it, and so they stop looking for places to expand. The bigger thing that I see in organizations, though, is they lose their purpose. You know, they have faltered, and this is true for a lot of businesses. You know, they suddenly have figured out how to make money, but they forgot that they started with a great product or to serve the customer. And once they lose that, what are they chasing? They're not chasing the purpose. They're not chasing making an impact. They're really chasing just that one very shallow place of it'll make me happy if I make more money. And so organizations are great places to see these laws working. And so, yeah, I mean, I love to work with that because then you're impacting not just the organization, the individuals in it too, and that grows into a bigger, it's a ripple effect. You find one place, and it grows outward.
Our guest is Dr. Lee Bauckham, the author of The Immutable Laws of Living, the inspirational blueprint to living your meaningful life. We're going to take a break here on Party Line. Be back in 3 minutes to wrap this interview up. Hang on.
At Encompass Credit Union, we provide a list of financial services from online and mobile banking technology to easy-to-apply online loan applications. We offer credit cards and loans at competitive rates. So stop by or give us a call. We can tell you all about the services we offer. We're an equal housing lender. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
Community-minded, just like you.
No one knows how to help you say, I love you, like Sparrow Florist and Greenhouse. Sparrow's has all the advantages of an attached greenhouse and the largest florist gift showroom in the area. This means gifts galore to say, I love you, just the way you want. Sparrow's will even custom make your love message with hand-painted and country craft items. Remember, Tony says, Sparrow's wants to help you say, I love you, thank you, good luck, congrats, or whatever needs to be said just the right way, with flowers. Call us today for delivery today or stop by Sparrow's Greenhouse and Large Showroom.
Want to make your yard the wow yard of the neighborhood? Then call Jeff Hardesty and let him create a landscape masterpiece for you. His crews are accredited or certified in the landscaping industry. Not just a bunch of guys with a truck and a shovel. Real landscapers, you know what I mean. For quality installation, innovative experience and design, it's always Hardesty Landscaping. Don't hire another landscaper until you talk to Jeff. Call him at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
Hi, I'm Angie from Kramer Lumber. Thinking of remodeling your kitchen? If so, then Craftmade and Kramer have something important for you to consider. Your kitchen isn't just where you cook, eat, and clean. It's the hub of your home. It's your real living room. We at Kramer Lumber can show you how to use Craftmade cabinetry to remodel your kitchen for just the ways you live. Craftmade Kitchens, for the real living room.
Kramer Lumber, we're the friendly one. We are Kramer Lumber.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Wednesday morning. I want to thank our sponsors, Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Herring Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. We're speaking with Dr. Lee Baucom, the author of Immutable Laws of Living, the Inspirational Blueprint to Living Your Meaningful Life. Dr. Baucom, welcome back. You are in Louisville, Kentucky, just down I-65 from us. I lived in the St. Matthews area just about 5 years ago, worked at WHAS Radio down there.
Absolutely. Great place, yeah.
And so do you travel on a national or international level to talk to organizations that we were talking about, or have you been focusing on kind of that region down there? And have you found Louisville or Louisvillians receptive to this?
The nice thing about what I do with coaching is that clients come to me from all over the world. I don't have to travel to see clients, thanks to Skype and other ways of getting to them. So I can have those conversations with people really around the world that I do, both with my work with couples who are in trouble and with thriving. And I do travel around to deal with organizations. Usually, I haven't done any international so far, but around the state. I do like to travel and try to help them see a richer view. So absolutely, and I think everybody wants to thrive. And so it's not any location that is missing that. All of us want a richer life full of meaning and purpose. And so there are plenty of people around ready to hear that message. And I think they know it because there's that gnawing place in going, you know, something's bigger here. There's got to be more than what's going on.
We've got about 4 or 5 minutes left in the program. I wanted to run two other things past you. After what we've talked about for the last 25 minutes, we've got to also remember the component of making sure that we deal with your fears. And is there actually a way for your fears to help you, maybe, to keep you motivated?
Probably one of my favorite topics, because everybody has fear. I mean, it's part of our brain function to look for the things that should be or could be a threat. And the fact that you and I are here means that the DNA of our ancestors survived those threats. So anybody who wasn't fearful back then became lunch or, you know, right. something else happened. And so we are overly sensitive to fear. The problem with that is not that we have fear, but that we have come to think that fear is something to avoid. And so a lot of people spend their life staying away from anything that makes them afraid. The fear is just saying, this is important, you need to pay attention, whether it's something that might be actually a physical risk. You know, if I'm running down the trail and there's something squiggly on the trail in front of me, the fear tells me I need to stop and pay attention. And the same is true if I'm standing in a room and I see somebody across the way that might be important for me to know, and I get the fear, I could say, yeah, I'm not going to go there. I feel that fear. I'm going to avoid it. Or I could say, wow, that's telling me that this might be an important person to talk to. And so what I like to do is have people make a switch. It's a simple switch to go from fear as the avoidance indicator, the thing that I've got to avoid, to fear as the importance indicator, just to say, oh, I'm feeling fear. What's important here? Sometimes it's a safety piece, but a lot of times it's just pointing to us to something that's bigger, you know, the bigger project, the bigger job, the bigger whatever that expands our world. And so in that way, fear can let us see that just something there is important for us to look at.
And finally, what are some ways, you know, say we implement these positive vibes and start trying to look at life a little differently and maybe interpret our thoughts a little differently. But you know what, Doctor, we're going to have those days where, you know, regardless of how positive we are, life throws those challenging thoughts at us. Is there, again, maybe just a little something you can leave us with and remind us about to once you implement this, you know, coming out of a bad day or a bad 15 minutes or something and getting right back on track?
Yeah, so one of the things I push people to do is to really think about what are they here for? Because if you know the reason why you're here, you'll walk through those tough moments and you'll just accept them as part of the bumps along the way. If you haven't thought about why you're here, what's important, how you want to make an impact, then you're lost. But if you have that as your basis, it's always out there right in front of you, and it just pulls you along. And so for me, the big piece for people is to really think, what's my purpose? How do I want to make an impact in the world? How do I want to leave this place a better place? And that will take you right through those tough times. It doesn't make them easy. It just means you'll keep walking through them.
Well, we appreciate your time today. How can we get that book?
Yeah, so the website is ineedthatbook.com. That's what you
write there. Okay, great.
Ineedthatbook.com, or you can find it wherever you like to get books.
All right, very good. Well, Dr. Baucom, thanks for your time today, and maybe we'll speak with you down the road, literally.
Great, Kevin. Thank you.
All right, have a good day. So, Dr. Lee Baucom, we appreciate the positive vibes here on WILO this morning. Appreciate you joining us as well, and appreciate our sponsors, too. They are ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Hardesty Landscaping, Milner Healthcare, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you, Kramer Lumber Do It Center, and Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance. We're your shield, we're your shelter. Back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO. We'll be right back.